JB's podcast, 6 January 2020. Movies and TV suck. Movies and TV are an important part of existence for many people. When new movies are released, a lot of people get quite excited about it, and TV series seem to be a highlight of some people's lives. But when I am asked what I thought of the latest movie or TV series, I usually something like, I didn't see it because I'm just not interested. Or, I saw it and it was rubbish. Or, I sort of half-watched it on Netflix while surfing the web looking for some technical information, arguing with somebody about politics on social media, or reading an article about World War II tanks on Quora. The mainstream media seem to spend more time than they should covering news about movies and TV, especially celebrating the lives of the actors and directors who make them. So that might be one reason why these forms of entertainment seem to hold a more important place in society than they really should. But what am I really saying here? Basically, that I can't be bothered with all this stuff, and I think a lot of people would be better off if they joined me in my dismissive and apathetic attitude. So why am I so negative? Well, there are several reasons. First, watching TV and movies is just so passive. Second, most of the material is very unoriginal, especially what comes from the sausage factories like Hollywood and Netflix. And third, the majority of the stories we see are extremely tame, predictable, and... you didn't think I would get through a post without mentioning this, did you? Politically correct. I particularly dislike some of the more popular genres today, such as superhero movies. The problem there is that they're generally obviously good and bad characters, and the good guy almost always wins. This means I know the outcome before it happens, making the whole experience rather mundane, and making me feel like the writer or director is insulting my intelligence. And in these movies, along with the others in the fantasy genre, there are no laws of physics to worry about, so the plot often involves the lamest deus ex machina contrivances, further making me feel like I've been insulted. The next questions which should be answered regarding this subject are, even if this stuff is as bad as I say, what is the harm? And, what should people do instead of watching movies and TV? To answer the first question, the harm is that people spend a lot of time watching without gaining any benefits. They are wasting time that they could spend doing something more creative or active, and they are influenced in subtle ways to acquire the beliefs and attitudes of the people who made the programs, meaning they are being assimilated into the extremely woke culture of the entertainment industry. And here are my thoughts on the second question. People should do something creative, or at least guided by themselves, instead of doing whatever social trends might be popular at the time. The best option for me is to create, which I do through writing for this blog, recording podcasts, or building websites. Of course, there are plenty of other possible creative endeavours too, such as writing or performing music, participating in an inventive hobby, or playing a new game or sport. In fact, computer games are a great alternative to movies in my opinion. At least they involve some input from the player, so they aren't completely passive. Actually, maybe I'm not the only one who thinks this way, because computer games are rapidly overtaking movies as an entertainment industry. But games don't suit everyone, so what other possibilities would I recommend? I believe YouTube is a better choice of material than conventional TV or movies, and these include streaming. YouTube offers a huge variety of material, and while its censorship rules are far from perfect, at least a variety of opinions can be found there. The Up Next section has some great unexpected material, so it's possible to accidentally find some excellent videos which might not be viewed otherwise. Because a lot of YouTube material comes from amateur sources, the bias and predictability found in standard TV and movies is often absent. So the internet offers options whatever your taste. You can watch the mundane stuff churned out by the conventional sources, and that includes Netflix now, or you can choose something different and more participatory. Of course, you can also do both, because watching inane drivel on mainstream broadcast TV or Netflix isn't all bad. We should just leave some time for doing more interesting and creative stuff too.